You're on The Burt Show.
List just came out of the top 20 things that drive us crazy. This is really the top 20 pet peeves of all time. I think you guys will relate to 18 of the 20 of these probably. slow drivers in the left lane.
Yes. First thing I thought about.
I don't understand. Like, how do you get the message out at this point? Everybody should know at this point, move the hell over.
It's they think they're going fast.
Is it?
They think they're going fast.
But everybody's
and they think
passing
they've got
them.
A right everybody, to be in the left lane.
Everybody passes them on the right. Like when multiple cars pass you on the right,
true.
Once that happens, then you should realize.
I think that there's a certain amount of people that feel like that that far left lane, if they're going over the speed limit, then they're entitled to go as fast as they want. And if you're going faster, you should pass them. They just dig in.
I just think people forget that the interstate is still the interstate even when you're in the city. Like, I think that once you're, like, outside of, you know, Metro Atlanta, then you feel like, okay, it's the interstate. Okay, I'm going to go and I'm going to slow down in the right lane and be fast in the left lane. But somehow, for some reason, when you see tall buildings, that means you can be in the left lane and go as slow as you want to.
Chronic lateness is number two on this list.
Yeah, that's a bad
Jen.
Javi, are you always late?
I am kind of a little missed 10 minutes late.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
Really? 10 minutes?
She said it on the air before.
She talked
about
it. About
it at length.
Have you?
Yeah, you weren't here. You came in late.
invasion of personal space. That does freak me out.
There's some points where it's too close.
Close talkers.
We got a bubble.
When they don't realize
a radius.
It.
I can't stand somebody looking over my shoulder doing something. Just, you know, get out of the way. Get out of my space.
This one really drives me crazy. Bad parkers.
Yes, where they take up two spaces.
Two spaces, and it especially upsets me if it's a brand new car and like a high-end car and you know they're doing it because they don't want any kind of scratches on the car, so they're going to take up two spots.
Ugh. It especially annoys me when it's one of those humongous SUVs and I imagine like a little tiny like 5 foot nothing woman driving it and not being able to park it. I don't know why, it just bugs me.
Yeah, and we have an SUV. We have an Armada, which is just too large
a
vehicle anyway.
The tank.
And I understand that it gives the people on both sides of us very little wiggle room to get out of your car.
Annoying.
It is annoying. stupid pedestrians are number five on the list.
It's not stupid pedestrians. It's just slow pedestrians, like especially if you're crossing the street.
Yes.
And yeah, I mean, come on. Pick it up.
I've never understood that. And there are some people that have an attitude as they're walking across the street. They'll go slower.
Yes.
They're entitled.
As you approach them also.
Mm-hmm.
This is a list of the 20 things that drive you crazy, the biggest pet peeves of all time. And then we'll get into the entertainment buzz. people who take the elevator when they should take the stairs. If it's one floor, come on, man.
Yes. Now, escalator, I understand. But elevator, if it's one floor.
I don't have a problem with that because sometimes you can't find the stairs. You know, it's like an emergency stair or whatever. I have a problem with the people who get on the elevator. Like, as soon as the door opens, like, you're going to get in the elevator. And I'm like, everybody gets off.
Right.
Exit,
yeah, elevator,
then
etiquette.
Enter. Like, that door opens and they're standing right there like they get the gold.
Right.
If they're the first one on.
There is a proper etiquette. And the proper etiquette, same with any kind of like a MARTA bus or anything like that. Let the people off first and then you get on.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another thing that drives me crazy about elevators. And I almost tweeted it yesterday, but it sounded so catty that I decided not to. I was in the elevator yesterday and a woman comes in there and I was closest to the numbers and hitting the numbers, the floors. And she just goes, four. Can you hit four for me, please? Calls her floor number. On the damn doormat.
Why did you hit it? I would have stood there silent.
She's old. And you give old people just a little bit more.
I think it means that you have fully integrated into the South. Because, like, in other parts of the country, somebody just saying four would be no big deal. But in the South, it's, like, rude.
I just want a little please.
Like, yeah.
A little please.
Like, four please would have been okay?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, totally. I don't mind hitting the door. It's just like, four. Like, it's my job.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe a golf ball was coming. I was ducking.
Well, no, it's the little square hat you were wearing at the time that probably threw her off a little bit.
Here's one I'll never get: cat callers.
Yeah, that like whistle at you or like, hey, what you doing? I'm always like, has that ever worked for you? Some woman turned around and say, oh, baby, let's go. Like, really? Does that ever work?
In the history of men and women, has anybody actually hooked up after a construction dude has gone, woo? Nice boobies.
Good. You're like, I have been waiting for you my whole life. I am so glad you just said that. We are going to just go back and do whatever you want to do right now. Like, really?
Destiny brought me to this place at this time.
If you do respond to that, the guy would panic. Yeah. Somebody goes, hey, what's going on, sweetie? And you turn around and go, oh, my God, I love you. Let's go home.
What do I do now? Biggest pet peeves of all time, non-handicapped people who park in handicapped spots.
Hate that.
Yeah.
That's just wrong.
That's awful.
People who look over our shoulders at the ATM.
Oh, hell no.
Get back off.
I think that goes under the personal space one also.
Yeah.
I am not above kicking them from the back. Like,
like a
horse.
Like a horse.
That's right. I'm not above that. I'm not.
Good morning, Burt Show. Who's this?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. It's Margie. Hey, your comment about the elevators. Yeah. I used to be a judger of people who took elevators. I had foot surgery recently, and I look pretty healthy, but now I have to take an elevator.
I don't understand really quite what your point is.
You're the exception to our pet peeve.
You're talking about the one-floor rule?
The one-floor rule you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. If you're in a cast or something like that, that's a little different.
No, I'm not. I look healthy. My foot, I mean, I don't have that anymore. Just some people have to take an elevator because of heart condition or...
Yeah, Mr. Bad Knees.
So don't
Maybe
judge
you should be a little more understanding there.
Even with my bad knee, I could still walk up one flight of stairs now.
You don't? You made him install one of those little lift things right here in the building. so you get down to Le Centrum Cafe, just sit right there, put your seatbelt on, and...
I tried it, but it took like 4 hours to get down there, so I decided to have
it. By the time you got up here with our food, it was cold.
Good morning, Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Two of my coworkers met one day at an apartment complex or whatever, and the husband was like, "Hey, girl, who are you?" Or, you know, was like trying to get her attention. Mm-hmm. They've been together 20 years, been married.
Wow.
No, really?
That's awesome.
I'm being sincere because the husband, I've worked with him for a couple of years, and I got transferred and now working with the wife.
Is that right?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. A cat call did work one time in the history of the universe.
There's some encouragement, fellas.
I love this. Jamie has a response when she gets a cat called. Hey, Jamie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning, guys. When my sister and I are out in public, if we get cat calls, we start speaking to each other in sign language and it stops immediately.
That's hysterical.
That'll put the brakes on it right there. Thanks for calling, Jamie.
Thanks, guys.
All right, one more of these, then we'll get into the entertainment buzz. Sidewalk hogs, especially if you're a mom or a dad and you have the double wide baby strollers.
I judge you.
I understand, but man, you're taking up all the real estate.
I judge you. They make strollers where one kid's in front of the other. And I don't know. Is politics within your children that you don't want to put one behind the other? I don't know. But
the kid's lobbying for a side-by-side position.
No, side-by-side, they should not even sell those. I got to be honest with you.
I totally agree.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.